This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Three o'clock. Good to have you with us. So we're going to get to the phones in short order here. I just want to make sure we tell our audience what the hell is going on. So we come out of the weekend. Michigan and Michigan State are both still in the tourney, which is good. But the question was asked this morning by Jim and John. And Costa, as he's wont to do, was just so matter of fact, like, you're out of your mind if you don't want it. And I'm like, well, A, you're a closeted Wolverine, so really no one's interested in your take. But second of all, I think it's very easy for the other side to present itself. I think John did a good job attempting it. And this is how it's gone. I've given a perspective of why I'm completely bored of Michigan and Michigan State. That it's not a rivalry, it's actually just gross, and that nothing matters. There's no respect in it, and I'm not interested. We beat you twice. I'd rather just play Auburn, and let's find out if we're championship good. Well, what happened over the next 40 minutes was largely Michigan fans infighting, some making fun of themselves, others giving me all the reasons I need to feel differently. Well, I don't. I'm not interested in playing you a third time. Because the biggest issue I have in all of it is it's not even a conversation. Because 90% of this fan base parachuted in last week. Period. So what? I'm going to sit here for a week and take 20 hours of my life talking about a game and you've watched 10 minutes of basketball all year. I'm not interested. You're just not the same as your football program. You're not the same as a fan base. And I don't even like talking to you about that sport anymore. I'm over it. And frankly, we started the show. I even said it to one of our first callers. If MSU could just play in a space division and never play Michigan again, I'd be fine with it. Why? You. That's why. I'd rather just go play somewhere else. Why? Once again, you. It's pointless. It's like arguing against a cult. You can't. They'll come up with something else. Why? There's no rules. There's no one to check them. I mean, the media even believes half your garbage. So look, for me, no, I don't need it. We had it twice during the regular season when you guys were in your cave because you don't watch basketball. And then once a year, I got to deal with the football garbage. And win or lose, there's no winning. So yeah, I don't need it. I think it's a totally defensible position. But if you like it, you're welcome to it because I'm not telling you you're wrong. If you're a Michigan fan and you want State again, of course you do. If there's a heavyweight fight and one guy has lost twice to the champ, of course he wants the third crack at it.
Uh-huh.
That's okay. You're supposed to. Well, we didn't lose twice. Maybe if we lost twice to you, I'd want a shot at you. But I don't need it.
Or if even you split. Okay, the rubber match. But both games were decided handily. I think like 30 points combined.
Hey, they were ahead at half one game.
Yeah, they were.
We heard that in first hour. So that's what we're rapping about. And obviously, there's not a lot to really... Look, State didn't play well this weekend. They played well enough. Michigan, they had their escape in the first round. The second round, look, you got this performance from Roddy Gale Jr. that he'll probably never give you again. Damn near 30 points. He's like a 20% three-point shooter, and he delivered. And that's what the tournament is about, man. New Mexico tried that crap. That Hamzeal guy decided, yeah. He popped in his Roddy Gale highlight tape. That kid's a 20% shooter.
Right.
Opened the game 5-for-5.
Rob's like, who is this? That ain't juicy.
He was the guy that was about to send you home.
Right.
No, so for look, the conversations around the games, both teams are just going to have to elevate the way they're playing. Whether it's Auburn or Ole Miss, and you know what I think of the SEC in hoops. It just means more, Kenny. But look, Ole Miss is not a treat, and Auburn, clearly, number one overall seed. Both teams are going to have to elevate their play. I think the biggest thing I could give Michigan is, since the second half against UC San Diego, they've played 60 minutes of basketball and been much more responsible with the basketball.
Yeah.
So Dusty May, the message, the way the players are playing, excellent. For Michigan State, I have an issue with the free throw shooting. I don't know what's going on there. Got to fix it. And last night, MSU, I viewed it more as an escape. Yes, they won by 10, but let me be clear. When your best player goes 0-for-1,000,000 and you're relying on Frankie Fiddler, who's essentially Roddy Gale with a headband.
Mike, I'm going to take it a step further. I mean, the entire weekend, they won the weekend. Didn't play great.
No, they didn't play well at all.
Who had Cohen Carr scoring 18 points in the first game?
I didn't have it on my bingo.
No, nobody did. I mean, Jace Richardson's been okay. I mean, the last game, he finally scored in the final couple of minutes, but they've done enough. They've won ugly. But no, it hasn't been impressive watching them.
No.
They got it done, but the free throw shooting, horrific. Once again, you start the game off slow, first possession, turnover. I really wish you could bet on this, Mike. It's been 11 straight games. People think I'm joking. 11 straight games, MSU's first possession, turnover.
That's real?
Yes.
My God. Okay. So that's
whether
where
it's
we're
a,
at.
Yeah, travel or charge or most of them are Zapata.
Yeah. So no, if it happens, it happens. Let's roll. I mean, we're a terrible matchup for you. So yes, I'd be confident State would win the game, but I don't need it. So the question was asked that way. I've given you the answer. If you do, great. Tell us why. 248-539-9797. Anything I forgot, you want to get to the people?
Yeah, let's get to the people.
Okay. Joe's been very patient. He leads off the 3 o'clock. Joseph, what's going on?
I'm Roger Mike. I got to call you out on this take, dude. It is so soft to not want to play a rivalry game in the tournament. It's nothing but soft and savior scripted. You didn't go to school there. You didn't play there. You drop in, parachute, whatever. Dude, I went to school there. I had season tickets for 25 years.
Well, then that's not directed at you. Hold on, hold on. So hold on. So then that's not directed at you. Don't waste my time bringing it up.
No, but it's still the same take. And it's
no, it's not. No, it's not soft. We already drugged your ass twice. Okay. We already beat you twice, true or false?
Then do it again.
And
do
we will. Again. Hey, guess what, Joe?
No,
we will.
We will,
but I'm not interested in it.
Your take is that of a non-athlete. You don't know what competition is like.
Oh, okay. Okay, Joe.
You've never competed.
No, Joe.
At high level.
No, Joe. Joe, I wasn't born to be a D1 athlete.
Hold on, but Joe, that
isn't... you're weak. You're soft.
Okay, Joe, hold on.
Okay,
but Joe, that doesn't
you're
make
soft.
Sense because.
And
Kenny,
no,
Joe, as they say, in order to be the man, you have to be the man. And right now, hold up, Joe, I'm saying Auburn.
Get your panties out of your butt cheek and quit agreeing with Mike.
I'm not agreeing with Mike, Joe. I'm just telling you, you sound like a complete ass right now. Joe, you sound like an ass.
Okay, now, Joe, can I ask you a question?
Well,
Joe, I want to ask you a question. Well, I'm going to do it. Why you got to be so disrespectful to Rico? He didn't even get to ask you a question. You could say whatever you want to me.
He don't deserve to ask me a question.
Well, then you're gone.
You know what? Oh, why did you hang up?
No, because I'm just not dealing in it. Okay. He seemed very affected for somebody with such a high-level degree.
I know.
Makes me wonder if that was a lie.
I was going to tell Joe that somebody he knows well said hi.
No. The whole point is, look at how affected that man was.
I know.
Because I don't want to play them a third time.
And I'm like,
that's a weird perspective,
you
Kenny.
Play them? I'm like,
look at Kenny. Hold on, Kenny, please pop on microphone. I know you don't like basketball, but you are an outsider in this regard. You look at the Michigan-Michigan State thing, and you have openly said, I don't get it. Like, this is...
I don't get it.
But do you see my point? Now, Joe waited 40 minutes, and I was happy to have the conversation with him. Okay, you have a weak point of view. Okay, fine. All I've said is, we beat you twice. I think we'll beat you again, but I don't need that in my life. I'm good. And that guy went off the deep end to a point where Rico could not ask him a question. Now, you explain that to me.
I just saw the feathers flying everywhere from this pillow fight. I don't know, man. I don't get it. I look in, I parachute in on this rivalry, and I don't get it.
Explain how you can be that affected.
I can't understand. I can't.
Oh, and mind you, we're not even talking about the two teams playing. Like, the game didn't just happen, and we're in this heated battle about, let's say, a play.
Well, apparently Joe must have played the game because he said, we're not athletes. It's like, well, Joe... As the saying goes, in order to be the man, you have to beat the man. And Auburn is the man. They're the number one overall seed. You're the fifth seed in a bracket. You're not the man.
Well, and you know what's funny is a bunch of the texters texting in. It's like Joe owns 1,000 cell phones and is using them all to text in under different names, because that's exactly what's coming through. And I think that further solidifies your point about what Michigan fan is.
And I would have simply said, Joe and all these... Where were you last week? Last week, where were you? I guess there was a sale on parachutes. Because they're all dropping in.
I just want to reestablish, just so we're all on the level. Me not needing this game in my life for a third time elicited that response.
You're soft.
No. And here's the best part. When I say the people who show up at these games that don't involve Michigan, it's all they have. And I say that, yes, your self-worth is attached to a place you probably didn't go and you definitely didn't play. Well, Joe, if you went there, it's not directed at you.
Right.
The point I'm making is when you show up at Vanderbilt, South Carolina, and you're head to toe dressed up like a melted stick of butter, yeah, it makes me question what you have going on in your life.
And I'm really questioning the fact if he was a season ticket holder and all of that other
fine.
Stuff.
That's fine. Everything's fine. It's all... Everything is awesome. Everything's cool when you're part of a team. My whole point to Joe, not that I got to make any point, was why are you bent out of shape at this level if it doesn't apply to you? And second of all, we're not even talking about the result of a game. I'm simply saying, no, I don't have to want the game the way Jim Costa says I do. And that's the response? Okay, then.
Soft.
Oh, that's fine. Please. And you're right. My biggest sin in life, man, I didn't get a full ride to go to school. You're right. Damn.
If only they...
I guess I should have been aborted.
Mike, if only they... Wow.
We're in Joe's world. I mean, you know? Hey! Well, let me check my traffic cameras. I shouldn't be here. I mean, you know...
Wow. I was going to say, if only they played this year, but
no,
you know
it's okay.
What?
You win. Hey.
Check your cameras.
Okay, can I please?
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
All right. So, once again, we will go to the phones.
Yeah, okay. You out of pocket.
Come on, man. I'm having a great time. Let's
go you're a problem.
Let's go to Jeff, 97.1. Jeff, what's going on, buddy?
We rely on Rico being the voice of reason on this show. And Mike, you are great. But now, Mike is being the voice of reason, and it's creating more trouble. I don't understand the world. What's going on?
I have no idea.
I'm a Michigan State supporter, graduate. I didn't play basketball, so apparently I don't count. But I don't care if I play Michigan or not. What? I'm sorry, I'm agreeing with you guys, and I'm equally as flabbergasted as you guys.
Jeff, as I said, if it were a year where they split in the regular season, I would welcome this third game. Okay, the rubber match. Let's, you know, winner take all type of thing. You beat them twice. Games weren't close. And, okay, first of all, you got to get past Ole Miss. But if you do... If you knock off Auburn, the number one overall seed, that's a feather in your cap. That's like when they took out Duke and they beat him with Zion. That's something that, okay, you didn't win the national title that year, but dang, you sent Duke home in the Elite Eight. Something you could think of and be proud of.
But what does that have to do with this year is obviously, I think, Mike's point. And what could it be, and this is getting... Could it be they're still embarrassed of how they handled themselves at the season-ending game? But they can't admit that, of course. Because that was...
No, Jeff. Jeff, remember, there was an article in the Free Press who saluted Michigan's restraint. Mm-hmm. There was a car wash tour done by Dusty May, by any Michigan incel like Rich Eisen, who would give him a platform.
And look, said Michigan State should just do all of this stuff at the end of the game. And,
right, change it for us. It's never been a problem for 30 years, but hey, change it for us. Right. Much like it's never been a problem, the tunnel's never been a problem for any school, anywhere, in any sport, except the four times it's been at Michigan. But they don't have to change. It's always someone else's fault.
Yeah.
Look,
I understand, Mike.
Jeff, it's just,
the voice of reason.
Well, I appreciate it. Look, it's 25 years of doing this. And it's basically me saying I've signed out of the rivalry. I'm not interested in it. It's exhausting. Because after fighting the good fight for so long, you realize it's just the last scene in the movie Glory. And Matthew Broderick leads you over the hill, and you know you can't win. So I don't care to. And no, I admit this. I have always been made fun of by state fans because I have a pro sports mentality to college. The only thing that matters is a national championship. Well, if state's going to win that, it doesn't mean more or less if you're in our pathway. It just doesn't. And losing to Auburn or losing to you, they carry the same value.
It's a loss.
Our season's over. We don't hang a banner. Whatever. But the only thing that matters, and it's why I think Rico and John Jansen, by the way, who did play Division I football. So
where
I think
did he play?
Michigan. I think his opinion counts. John even said beating Auburn would give Michigan State a confidence boost that, you know what, maybe they're better than we realize.
Yeah.
Look, I don't think State is going to beat Auburn. I don't think State will beat Florida. I don't think State will beat Duke. Okay? But if you want me to believe in those things, may as well play one of them.
Yep.
So I don't, like, making the Final Four and then getting sandblasted like we have been several times, total fail. But that's, again, my perspective. Why my perspective has triggered Michigan fans the way it has, don't ask me to explain them. I can't. These same people believe they didn't cheat in football. What would you like me to tell you?
I'm just happy you're here, buddy.
Thanks. Thanks, my B.
Yeah, well, you know.
That was wild.
That's my job.
I'm like, hey, can Rico ask you a question? No.
That's okay. Joe probably just wanted me to go park his car. All right.
Okay, that's not. Jason 97.1. Jay, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, nothing much, guys. You know, I did play basketball at Michigan State, so hopefully that satisfies Joe's criteria.
Okay.
Now, granted, it was pickup games and intramural, but technically, I did play basketball at Michigan State.
I am East or West.
But funny thing is that after the regular season finale, the common theme amongst Michigan fans, you know, throughout social media was that, basketball doesn't matter. Football is what it's all about. Grunt, grunt, grunt. Of course, now with this recent five-game streak, they're going through the closet there and getting the Fab Five shirt out of storage. But what's just interesting is that you see this in football as well. When Ohio State won a national title, what would the Michigan fans say? Well, it doesn't count because they didn't beat their rival. Ha, ha, ha. But I tell you, L. Ron Hubbard and Jim Jones are jealous of the University of Michigan and their cult. I mean, they got to be sitting down there taking notes whenever they speak.
Man, but, you know I'm with you, Jay. It's narcissists. I mean, that's all it is. It's all about them. The world. It's like ancient China. The world revolves around us. Like somehow my existence with my football or basketball team has to include them. If MSU never played Michigan again, my life wouldn't change. In fact, it would be more peaceful.
Well, a couple more things here, and I'll let you guys go. But this weekend is the hockey regional in Toledo. Michigan State and Ohio State are in the same region. Now, if they happen to meet Saturday for the final, I guarantee you there will be, you know, Michigan fan and their Michigan hockey jersey, cheering like heck for Ohio State. And what I'm also doing, though, is that I am doing the reverse Jedi mind trick financial emotional hedge.
Uh-oh.
Got $100 on the Michigan money line against Auburn. If they win, I'm going to put all against on Sunday. And because if they're going to win,
you may as well benefit. Golly,
I want financial compensation for dealing with their douchebagginess.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Mike Vallini style.
Yeah, I did that when they won the title. I was with you. Mind you, Sparty Radio, I was the only one. None of their fan base had any spine leading into that week. I picked them to go in there and win.
I remember listening. I was on vacation laughing like, okay, Mike, seriously.
No, seriously. And I gave the 11 reasons you're going to win the game, like, and the whole bit.
Yeah, I was like, David Kenny, go check that man's Gatorade.
What was I, Maurice Claret? Getting my goose on while I was in studio? No, I just thought they'd win the game. Now, I didn't realize they had the other team's plays. That hadn't been revealed yet.
Well, we don't know that.
Seems like, feels like, sounds like.
Yeah, seems like, feels like somebody did get caught with computer crimes.
No. That's in the education section. That has nothing. That has nothing to do with football.
Oh, okay. Just
I
figured while you're already hacking in.
Yeah, leave it alone.
What's over there?
Just leave it alone. All right. 248-539-9797. Kenny, a couple of texts. We'll continue with the calls, which, once again, I don't think what I said. The only thing I said that I think would absolutely be offensive And if you're offended by it, then I guess it means you're one of them. I don't understand the Michigan dress-up crowd in games that Michigan is not in.
Bruh.
And that's where I did.
Standing proudly.
I know.
And everybody's like, well, your game was yesterday. Why are you here?
Because it's all they have. Don't you understand it?
And respect my privacy. Okay, don't wear bright yellow shirts.
That was all. Now, I did insult those people. I am guilty of that.
I don't understand them. I've
never been at a game that doesn't involve my team, and I show up head to toe like I'm the team manager.
If I went to a Georgia LSU game, I'm not dressed up as Johnny Spirit in green and white. I'm just going to go to the game and enjoy it.
I don't know another fan base that does it. I've never seen it.
You just look like, no matter, pick a random game. There's a Michigan person, just to let you know. Hey.
So, yes, I did insult those people. But that's not really the content of what we're doing. What I've said is, do you need or want Michigan State to face off Sunday, part three? I don't. And that has started, apparently, a wildfire. You'd think I'm in a political debate about Doge or something here. I mean, Jesus. Hey, coming up at 4:30, we're talking tariffs. I said I don't need to play the game. I gave you reasons why.
Canada, pros and cons.
Yeah, up next, launch codes. So, yeah, Rico, be
curious. Call from Mexico?
Okay, all right. Hey, Kenny, I'll wait on the ticket text unless you get something good for me. Kenny is shaking his head.
Spartan. Absolutely not. I have nothing good for you to add to the conversation.
Here's my question. What are they so angry about?
It's basically them just calling you Sparties who are coping and that you haven't
coping
won a title.
With what?
And I don't know.
Mike. That we won the Big Ten, that we got out of opening weekend, that we have a game against Ole Miss. What's the coping?
Mike, you're so scared. It's laughable. Mike, wow, your sense of inferiority is really on high today. Okay. Keep it up.
So
it's like it's
just
useless
so
commentary.
Just
like
so
that.
We're clear. This is proving my point. What is there to fear? We didn't win two buzzer beaters. I absolutely believe we would body you again. But Jim Costa asked the question, and I'm giving you the answer. No, I don't want it or need it. Mainly because of what exactly we're doing right now. I've done this for 25 years. And it's never changed.
Yeah,
It is basically, I could create a soundboard. Oh, you're scared. Like they were saying we were scared when we were holding them to negative 43 rushing yards in football. Like, you can't, when you argue with idiots, you become one.
Kenny, beat them by 13 at their house, but they had a lead at halftime. So, that negates it. Beat them by 17 on senior night and actually gave them 2 points so they can go kiss the floor. Like, you know what? You guys shoot the free throws.
The intentional foul.
Yeah, we'll handle business over here. Here's 2 points for you.
I don't understand why they're this triggered that I don't need it.
I find it baffling that you saying a simple statement like that, and this is from me, an outsider looking in, I have no stake in this rivalry at all, but me parachuting into this, the response that is generated from you just saying that,
or the other thing that
is absurd to me.
The other thing that hit a little close to home is if you're one of these goobers who's at a game that ain't got nothing to do with U of M, and you're dressed head to toe, I'm not talking about a casual little hat. I'm talking head to toe. In U of M gear, yeah, you're telling the world you ain't got nothing going on in your life. Your self-worth as a human being is tied to an athletic team or a school that wouldn't spit on you. That's what you're telling me. Now, if that hit a little close to home, well, the answer lies in the mirror. Don't be mad at me. I mean, like, I always love this when we get into this. I don't care if you went to school there. But when you do, you know, F around and find out. It's like play stupid games, win stupid prizes. The people who act stupid often are, in fact, stupid. Like, that's not on me. I'm the same person where two of my best friends are Wolverines who went to the school. We have none of these issues. So I really don't know what to say.
Is it possible that...
Exactly. That guy.
Yeah. From last night.
Rico is showing me visual evidence of exactly what we're talking about. Apparently, a member of Michigan's football coaching staff was at the MSU game in Cleveland. Just kidding. Guy with no life. Hey, it's Tennessee and South Carolina on ESPN Saturday night. Cutscene. Man dressed as highlighter. Or yellow sex toy. It all depends. What are you doing here? No other fan base does it. Now, if that's where their vitriol's from, I don't know. That hits close to home. It's not my problem.
Yeah, I don't get it. You can root for whoever you want.
Exactly. Dude, my dad roots for Michigan State. My dad wasn't allowed to go to college by his parents. There are so many people who root for schools. If you do it in good nature, it's fine. But when you want to go and pretend you're an effing soldier for the school that you didn't go to?
Right. Like for me, no. Yeah. Oh, you want to root for the football team? Bah, don't care. Great. Fine. Do your thing. But yeah, you crossed the, your education. Whoa, stop.
It's also to people whose whole life revolves around something they have no part of. I don't get it. Look, I said this. This was, God, Rico, it's got to be 17, 18 years ago at the zenith of like the Rich Rod thing. And I just said, look, it's not right and wrong. It's different. The experiences are different. If you went to and matriculated at Ann Arbor or East Lansing, your experience, it's not right or wrong. It is different.
Right.
And that is the point. Now, if that offends people by saying something is different and they may not understand that, I can't help you.
No, because what I've noticed is people who've actually gone to Michigan and Michigan State, there is that healthy respect of, you know what? But in the end, we both went through some stuff and you talk trash to each other and then it ends right there.
Yeah.
It doesn't become personal.
And that's my whole point.
It's not cult-like.
Whether you went to the school or not means nothing. But if you don't support a program 11 and a half months out of the year, I'm not exactly yearning to have those people parachute in and attempt to lecture on something they don't care about. That's a waste of my time.
And for the record, I said it, Kenny, and I think, Mike, I think you agree. State has beat Ole Miss.
Don't think is a given.
Right. I don't care. Like when Rieger was talking about it, Rieger, I'm focused on Ole Miss. I don't care what happens after that.
MSU's a whopping 3.5-point favorite.
Right. So, yeah. But this is, it's got to happen. Well, you've got to beat Auburn.
Which, look, I'm happy to talk actual basketball, but this spiraled into something more entertaining. Look, Auburn is going to be a tough cover for anybody. Look, Cardwell is every bit of 6'11", 260. He's going to be on Vlad. Jonai Broom is a freak show athletically. He's going to be on Wolf. Okay, so now we have a bit of an issue there. Then you got to look at the guards. And when you start to talk about, like, NBA caliber guards, Auburn's got them in spades. Freshman kid they got, Ahani.
Unless Gale is going to go back out there and duplicate what he just did against A&M. Okay.
Well, and that's... Look, it's a tough
cover.
And
it's not to take away from what he did, because in the tournament, people just have special games.
Look, Gabe Brown against LSU.
Yeah.
Frankie Fiddler last night. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. I call my own team.
Colin Carr. Just going all world.
I didn't have that one on the bingo board.
Right. Like 18 points. And they weren't dunks. They were just him out there being a basketball player.
And I apologize. It's Tahad. Not Ahad. Tahad Pettiford, the freshman.
Yeah.
I mean, him and Trey Johnson might have the two singular best, like ISO, create own space, get shot, and then it's just clean. And Pettiford with some of these runners, that's NBA ready stuff. Look, they just, Michigan will have to play comprehensively their best game of the season. Is it possible? Of course it is.
Which means you can't turn the ball over, which you stopped doing at the end of the A&M game. And because that was probably the best 5 or 6 minutes I've ever seen them play this year. I mean, that was textbook. Like, wow. If they play this way, they're a problem.
Which, again, I don't know why you're giving them credit. This is Sparty rating.
I know. But watching that, I walked away like
arguing with third graders.
I was thoroughly impressed. Like, wow,
a case, and I know it won't happen. I would have no problem if Dusty May won Coach of the Year. I want to remind you, he has now made history, by the way. No team who lost at least 24 games the year prior has ever come back to win a Sweet 16. He did it.
But was he raised on the streets of Chicago?
Okay. I guess we need Dusty to open hand slap a coach in order to get some respect.
But no, that
he could win Coach of the Year. I wouldn't blink twice,
bro. I was like, if they play that way, like Michigan could be a problem. But that means you're not turning the ball over. That means you're hitting your free throws and you're not shooting yourself in the foot.
And respectfully, the water level is about to get a lot deeper. Like a lot deeper. Auburn is scary. And look, water's getting deeper for State too.
Yeah.
And I think we're very vulnerable. But hey, whatever. Go Blue. All right. We'll get to the phone calls momentarily. Okay, guys? Sorry about that. All right. Straight to the people. Everyone's been very patient. I'm sorry about that. I just do, guys, candidly, I got to make sure the audience joining the show understands what the hell they're walking into. So it's important I remind people once in a while. John has been very patient. He's up next. 97.1. Johnny, what's going on, pal? That can't be real. If John's really asleep, that's the best thing I've heard all day. I will try again a little later. That's amazing. I really hope he's actually asleep. We'll go to a different John who hopefully narcolepsy has not taken over. John number two, are you there? Nope, John hung up. All right, we're 0 for 2 on John's. All right, now hold on. In the history of this show, I don't think I've gone to three straight Johns in a row. We're going to John in Southfield. John, be there. Be there, Johnny.
Hey, how you doing?
There's Johnny. All right. What's up, John?
That was really funny, man. I'm sorry. Hey, that guy was sleeping real good, though, man. He had a long night.
He was having a good night of sleep.
Yeah. I wanted to say, as far as, like, the Michigan thing, I kind of feel like MSU should play him again because Michigan's kind of on a high right now. They, ever since they lost to MSU, they haven't lost again. Mm-hmm. They won the tournament. So I feel like MSU should play him again. And if they beat him, there's nothing else they'll be able to say. I feel like this will kind of even quiet the real, like, I'm a Michigan fan, but I'm not, like, about it like that to where some of these people are. Like, I like Michigan, but it's not going to change my life if they win or lose. I'm just a fan.
You're a simple normal fan. Human, yeah.
Right. But John, yeah. I would say, I want to say that Michigan was red hot. The first time they played State, they had a 6-game winning streak. They had just knocked off Purdue. They had just beaten Ohio State at Ohio State. They were already red hot, and they played that game. We've already seen this before. And the game was at Chrysler.
I kind of feel like they're a little bit of a different team now. Like the last game, they didn't have all the turnovers, and they made their free throws. So I feel like now they're playing better. Like those guys are like night and day sometimes, like not making their free throws, constantly turning the ball over. And you're not going to win basketball games like that.
No, and you know what, John? Like MSU, you bring up an interesting point, right? If we zoom out, like I admit it, we've made the point, like, look, we already played them twice. But if you zoom out from it and go, look, you won the regular season title, they won the conference tournament title. In essence, would this be the tiebreaker? You know what, John? It's interesting. I'm not laughing at it. It's the best. It's the best evidence I've heard today.
I mean, yeah. At that point, John, you know what? Hey, you bring your trophy. We'll bring their trophy. The winner takes home all the trophies.
Winner takes all.
I wish you could do that, like a skins game.
Yeah.
We put the regular season title on the line.
And the winner gets them both.
Right.
A lot of viewers. They'll be like, okay, they're the overall, but we're the tournament. Let's put all the hardware on the line, and the winner takes all. And you have to deal with the consequences at the end of the day. If you lose, then you're going to have to deal with the scrutiny and talked about. But
that's always something I don't like. And, John, listen, I think you brought something real interesting, and I'm not being dismissive of it. But the whole deal with what? Like, this is the other side of it I can't figure out. It's almost like people stop at age 25. Okay, so you're right. Okay, let's say State loses to U of M. You were better. We failed. I'll be more upset at my team than anything else. What exactly are we dealing with? There's always this idea that somehow, what, the sun doesn't come up? Look, I don't like Michigan. I never will. But what changes? State, it's win a national title or failure. Like, losing to you is never good or never fun. But I'll be more upset if we didn't even get to the Final Four with a reasonable chance to play for something. Again, it's this narcissism with the Michigan fan base that only they can validate seasons.
Well, brother, I think somebody even said it. I don't want to take, I forgot who it was, but the whole, well, Ohio State won the national title. Yes.
Once again.
But they didn't beat us.
Right, because they are the arbiters of validation.
Right.
No one, they believe they are the only ones who can validate. And here's the best part. They themselves need the most validation. That's all today is about. The fact that I said, look, it's great that they're both still in. Dusty May could be coach of the year. None of that matters. It's me saying, nah, I don't really care if I play again. Rather not, because I don't like dealing with you people. Oh, my God.
Soft.
Well, which is silly. We beat them twice by a total of 30 points. What the hell is soft about it? Yeah. If we play them again, would we beat them again? Yes, I believe we would. I think we're a terrible matchup for them.
Yeah.
But, again, revert flowchart. Soft.
Yeah, because it would come from a one-day turnaround after beating Auburn.
Which, there's no better coach in the history of college basketball on the short turnaround in the tournament than Izzo. But don't let facts get in the way of a good fantasy. Fine. You're right. We're running for the hills. We'll be 30-point underdogs. No, if there's anything, it'd be like the last 2 years in football. You didn't even need to play the game. But then again, you guys bailed on your team so bad, you didn't want to play the game. You spent the whole week saying State was going to beat you, and I'm like, I don't know about that. We're not good. Let's go to Phil, 97.1. What's up, Phil?
What's up, guys?
How are you, sir?
Good. Yeah, my biggest thing is I kind of completely agree with your guys' Michigan State fans and alumni. What do you guys need to beat us again for, me being a Michigan fan? It doesn't validate your guys' season. Beating Auburn kind of will give you guys that boost and confidence to go on to play Florida or Duke or whoever you might end up playing. But on the other side, for Michigan to beat Auburn, play you guys, I think it's a chance for Michigan to get one of those back. Obviously, you guys beat us twice by double digits. And also, I think that, I mean, beating Auburn would definitely put a feather in our cap and make us feel good about where we're going. But I actually think beating Michigan State, because of how the regular season went, would actually be even a bigger boost for Michigan.
Yeah, and Phil, lost in all of it. Phil, I have said all show long, I understand if Michigan fans want it. It's a title fight. You've lost to the guy twice. You're naturally going to want a third shot. You have everything to gain and nothing to lose. I have no issue that Michigan fans want it. What I took issue with was James Costa acting like Spartans were crackheads for not, like, pining for a third matchup.
Right. It's like the gambler constantly chasing and chasing and chasing. After a while, just walk away.
Yes.
Yeah. For you guys, that Auburn would be the thing that could boost you guys to the confidence to kind of show that you can play with those top level teams.
Right, which like I'm Auburn not sure Florida. That we can, candidly. Right? Like, Phil, I've been open about it. Rico's been a bigger believer than me. I still got to see it to believe it. I don't think State played well this weekend, right? This is what's all lost in the sauce. People want to call up and make threats, and they want to be, let's be tough guys about stuff. For what? You don't like a sports opinion? Grow up. Stop it. It's ridiculous.
MSU played a B-minus weekend. They were not great.
No. And if they play that way, they will lose to Ole Miss, and none of this will matter.
If you're counting on Coen Carr and Frankie Fiddler to bail you out to win a national title, you're going to end up going home like St. John's because one day it'll look like the Indiana game.
No, and that's, look, if we played the way we played this weekend, look, I think they'd still beat Michigan because I think defensively we present something that very few teams do. But no, we would need to play better to have a confidence level. Like, you got to give me your B-plus game you're going to play Michigan again.
See, here's the thing. If they played Michigan, Mike, I think that both coaches, both Izzo and Dusty May, would have to have a heart-to-heart talk with their players and say, guys, don't get emotional. Leave the yapping off the court. Because that's why I think both sides are going to want to go out there and just do all the trash talking. And it would probably be a horrible game where it's like the first one to 40 because everybody's out there trying to do the and one mixtape.
Well, you know the guy who would need a chill pill. You know the guy.
Trey?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it was Fears last night. He almost picked up the tech.
Well, you know what? Try making a free throw before you talk.
Yeah, well,
there's an idea.
Maybe not put the Maryland game up and not show us what happened.
Okay, then, 248-539-9797. We'll get some more phone calls. Got to do a tournament blitz as well. 97.1.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.